And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing, where there's high action this morning. A lot of things going on this beautiful day in Southern California. And we have the man himself, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, here to talk about tackle and fishing and more. You stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO Fillet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Situated between the Pacific Ocean and the Gulf of California, the state of Baja California Sur encompasses the southern half of the Baja Peninsula. The climate is perfect for fishing, boating, surfing, and diving, making Baja Sur a top destination for adventurers and thrill seekers. Rich in history, Loreto, the first capital of the Californias, is considered the first settlement in Baja Sur. Loreto is surrounded by tranquil turquoise waters and is known for its extraordinary marine life, whale watching, and of course, the finest sport fishing. So easy to get to and a favorite destination for families as well as hardcore anglers. Loreto is a short non-stop flight on Alaska Air from Los Angeles and on Volaris or Calafia Air from the newly renovated Tijuana Airport via the Cross Border Express. Check LoretoBCSTourism.com for more information and experience one of the great places in the world, right in our own backyard. Loreto and Baja Sur.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. You want to talk tackle? Today is the day for you. We got the tackle guru in the house today.
Yes, we do. Mr. Doug Kern, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
What's up, Doug?
It's a beautiful morning in Southern California.
Here we are, just loving San Diego as usual, driving to work. Beautiful red, pink, orange sky.
Beautiful sunrises.
XL got in this morning. It's, you know,
unloading big ones.
Big yellowfin. All the flags on the boats are just, you know, drooping down with zero knots of wind.
Yes.
It's just saw the dolphin pulling out this morning on their half day run.
Yeah, they had
those guys been roping them.
They had some huge sand bass yesterday, and you know, they've been doing their halibut derby every Wednesday, and then going down, you know, towards the border and catching, you know, sand bass and sculpin and all the legal stuff that you can go target, you know, January
for
and February.
One more month.
And here we are. I mean, so we're gonna have 28 more days and then we're back in the rock fishing thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, the winter's kind of flying by, and you know, you think about back to last year, we started catching legit bluefin in February, and it was game on, you know, sport boat bluefin by March. So
we started catching bluefin in February last
year? Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
I was trying to think if we had caught any bluefin in January, because I know we caught the other 11 months we caught bluefin.
Wow.
And I don't know if we caught anything in January, but I mean, when else can you catch a legit big, nice, beautiful game fish, you know, 11 months out of the year?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And this year, since we're not, normally we'd be talking about showtime at this point, but
yeah,
since we don't have that, we have, maybe we can actually go catch some in March, right?
Well, I'm telling you, I don't think I've caught a fish in, well, I take that back. I usually go one Coronado Islands trip in between the two shows and try and catch a yellowtail.
Yeah.
And usually they're available, so hopefully that'll materialize.
Yeah, so that's it's going to be a little different March for us this year.
It is. It's really weird.
Yeah.
And really a bummer, but
yeah,
you know, I guess we're taking a year off.
Yeah. So one question,
that just doesn't feel right.
No,
right?
It does not.
It just doesn't feel right. Doug and I talk about
it's
it.
So
it,
weird.
It comes up at least once a day. Like, and every time it's the same thing. Like, we should be doing X right now. Like, you know, this is the week where we're normally pricing all the rods and putting them in boxes for the show. And it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back strong next
Damn right
year.
We will.
Yeah.
I came into the shop a little while back and I looked at Rick real serious. I said, you know what happens 5 weeks from today, right? And he goes, no. Oh, what? We're packing the Fred Hall truck. Oh, God. Like, it would be, you know, I mean, now we're 4 weeks. I mean,
yeah. That's always the weekly discussion. Every time it's like, all right, that's it. It's official.
Yeah.
3 weeks till we back the truck, you know. It's always the countdown.
So along those same lines, what about day at the docks? Is there going to be a day at the docks?
I don't know. Catherine did ask me some questions right after we did tackle day and how did it go and what protocols did you use. And she felt like it was doable, and I have not heard from her. And so I don't know what the scenario is with day at the docks, although I certainly feel that it would be very doable. It's an outdoor event.
Mm-hmm.
By then, we'll have, you know, a certain percentage of the population will have received their vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are already, you know, going down on a pretty steep trajectory. So there's no reason in my mind that there couldn't be a day at the docks, but I don't know yet.
It depends on the county and the port, right?
Well, I don't know if it depends on the county or the, you know, I don't know that there's any law that you can't do it. I mean, you can do an outdoor market. You can do, you know, I see in Santee,
true,
they have farmers market every Wednesday at the...
They just would have to put special regulations,
yeah,
limit the number of the people in and stuff like that.
Well, and just, you know, we, for tackle day, we put the booths, you know, socially distanced, you know, 6 feet apart, and which really put the people manning the booths 16 feet apart.
Yeah. So stay tuned, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. It could happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I can't imagine why you couldn't do it. It just makes no sense.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll keep you posted here on Let's Talk.
Absolutely.
We'll be right on the front line right
here.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We are on the front line.
Yeah.
We are the front line.
We are the front line right here. So speaking of which, tackle-wise, I mean, a lot going on in the tackle world. Is there new stuff that we can look forward to? I mean, they just announced that ICAST is going to happen in July. So that's an event that always introduces a new product. We didn't have it last year, but they introduced, still a lot of companies introduce new product. Is there new product available?
I mean, there's some new product, but I wouldn't say it was anything earth-shattering for our market. A new color, a new size.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I didn't see anything that was like, oh, what's this new flat fall jig? You know, what's this new line of rods that's going to revolutionize things? You know, every company updated some stuff, but it wasn't the big innovative year that we've seen, you know, in past years. So I guess, you know, I mean, we put in some new product lines. I mean, one of the silliest little things that is just... the craze is these jig paras, you know, jig spin style baits for fish in the bay. And, you know, all the, especially the kids that, you know, walk the docks and fish the bay a lot. So, you know, there's new products that are available, but mainly what we're targeting on this year is going to be a challenge in keeping inventory in stock. And so we have taken the top 10 or 20% of viable items that people need to go fishing for yellowtail, bluefin, calicos, you know, everything we fish for, and we've made sure that we ordered enough of that to sustain everybody that comes in looking for a 40-pound rod should be able to buy one. Everybody that needs a kite reel and a kite rod should be able to get one. Everybody that needs a flat fall jig, you know, those kinds of things. So we've focused on the bread and butter this year and not the fringes.
You and I had a nice discussion at lunch the other day about inventory issues. And
oh, yeah.
People coming in wanting something that's just not available.
Yeah.
It's the hardest part right
now.
You know, we thought last year was difficult, but, I mean, we had already bought all of our Fred Hall stuff, and we'd put our orders in, and none of the manufacturers had any supply chain issues. And then about June or July, the pipeline ran dry. And so we coasted on the inventory that we had in stock, and we got very fragmented orders in. And I think this year could be even worse because that supply chain has been shut down now for 11 months. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the stuff that we use come from other countries. Even the American-made stuff, some of the raw materials might come from elsewhere. And, you know, my wife and I took a drive up to Long Beach, it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and there were 50-some ships sitting outside Long Beach waiting to unload. So
there's so many. I read an article. There's so many ships at anchor.
Yes.
That now they're sending them offshore to just drift.
Yep.
Yeah. That's how. Because they can't get them unloaded.
Yeah. Well, they should sit on a chum line.
Yeah, they should. So that, what's that mean to the angler? Okay, I come in and I want to buy a Talica reel. I mean, does that mean Fisherman's Landing Tackle, you guys have been proactive and getting a CalStar rod and a Talica reel this year is going to be a little easier than it was last year?
They're going to be isolated items that probably are not going to be available 100% of the time. But we have literally done everything in our power to make sure that we have an incredibly well-stocked store. Because we're kind of the last chance, you know, when you come down to the landing and, you know, you need something. You need some 80-pound max quattro on your reel. We darn well better have it.
Yes.
And we will.
Yeah. And so you've ordered. So
oh,
the
my
bottom
God.
Line is you guys have thought of it and ordered up large quantities in anticipation of an epic season.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a fun scenario, just meaning towards that. So the boys that were in here yesterday, you know, from the Hobie team, you know, Howie and Morgan, they came by the shop yesterday, and both of them were just like, wow. Like, we're struggling, and we're working so hard to put so much inventory in the shop. And the reality is, I think we're doing an incredibly good job on this scenario. Like, the shop looks great, and it is. There's a ton of inventory, but, you know, we know everything that we want and don't have. So those guys came in yesterday, and we're just like, oh, my God. Like, I haven't been in a stocked tackle store in so long. You know, and behind the scenes, I'm like, man, well, I'm missing this rod, and I wish we had this reel. And, you know, you get frustrated. And those guys were just like, oh, my God. Like, how'd you do that? Like, how'd you get so much gear in here right now? You know, it's tough.
Oh, that's good.
Well, and you'll see, you know, you walk through our store and you'll see this display that's like 10-inch pegs completely filled, and then the, you know, backstock drawers are jugged with stuff, and then the plastic bins in the back room are stuffed, and then you go to the display next door and there's like 56 out of 57 pegs are empty.
Empty,
like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
It just depends, right?
But, you know, we're not in the season yet, but stuff is flowing in now every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so. And we're just going to do the best we can, and I know that the manufacturers are doing the best they can, but you know, some of these major, major warehouses are telling me that they're running a 30% crew compared to normal. So even when they get the stuff in, they have to receive it, then they have to pull it, then they have to pack it, then they have to ship it, and that's taking 2 to 3 weeks, not 2 to 3 days.
That's true. So true. Like, everybody knows the situation we were in with all the COVID pandemic stuff, and how, I mean, it was difficult to get everything. You couldn't, you know, the same way you couldn't get a toilet paper, you couldn't get a Trinidad.
No.
But then when things finally started to trickle in, which they are now, like, product is starting to happen all the time, the things that you are used to getting in a day or two now take a week or two, you know, and it's just, it's everything is just, it's just trickled down.
Everything from hooks to lines, the rods, the reels, lures, it doesn't matter, right?
And there's certain companies, I'm going to say the smaller U.S. California-style companies are doing the best. We can call and get stuff the next day and get 100% fill rate. And then other stuff that's equally A+, if you didn't order it in January, you're not going to get it in July or August.
I mean, wow. Yeah. Now, you and I also had a discussion the other day about flatball jigs and about hooks for the flatballs and rigging the proper flatballs. What's the latest technology? I mean, you guys are absolutely on the forefront of what works on these big bluefin. I mean, Gavin comes in and says, do this and do that. And, you know, all the long-range boats say, we're catching them on this. You know, well, Renee on the Shogun comes in and says, we're catching them on that.
Every one of these flat fall and similar jigs will catch a big bluefin.
Yeah.
Every boat has their own personal favorite. So we carry multiple brands, but I will say the flat fall is overwhelmingly the biggest one we sell.
Yeah. The Shimano flat fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we rig those with a size 6 Mustad assist hook and a 200-pound fluorocarbon leader. And that's kind of proven, and we use
200-pound fluorocarbon leader.
Yes, just for chafing purposes.
Yeah.
And we use a number 9 owner split ring, and this has been the formula that has worked, you know, it's been honed over the last 5 years to, you know, it's probably the best rig. You know, you've seen all these, you know, we'll put 8 hooks on there, and then we'll snag them in the eyeball, you know.
But you put how many hooks on?
We put 2 hooks on the bottom, none of this crazy stuff, and that system just works like a charm.
Yeah.
And so the also.
But you have to have the leader.
Oh, the leader, yeah, it's a must. And don't do 100-pound, don't do 80-pound, and don't do 130-pound, do 200-pound. The fish don't care. And you're using 250, 300, 350 size jigs.
Yeah.
And then the SK jigs by Daiwa work real well. And the Nomad, their jig works real, the Buffalo jig. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow.
So those are the 3 main ones, and there are 30 other ones out there that I'm sure will catch a fish.
Sure.
I know guys that have taken their long-range PL-68 Glow with a 10-aught 7691 hook and dropped down and caught a giant bluefin. So
why wouldn't it work? It'll work on big tuna, right?
They do.
Yeah.
The flatfall, you know, is good because it sinks slowly through the zone where, you know, probably the PL-68 goes a little faster. So that's more of a yo-yo jig.
Yeah.
It'll wear you out faster, but you put something in front of their face that's glowing, they're going to bite it.
Exactly. Yeah. I know Power Pro is coming out with this Depth Hunter offshore, which is going to be nice for that flat fall. Every 100 feet is a different color. That's going to be a nice product when we see it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to see how it performs on that situation, but certainly we have guys all the time that want us to splice in a 2-foot piece of a different color every 100 feet, or, you know, and mostly this is for the sword fishing, but certainly it would be handy to know when you get down in
where
the zone.
You are. Yeah.
You know, I've always done like a little formula, and it's not a perfect formula, but I'll take my reel and make a turn of the handle and measure how many inches per one crank. So let's say it's 3 feet on average, although that shrinks as you go down deeper. So if it's 42, you know, at the top when you have a full reel and it's 30 inches when you get down deep, I figure, okay, 36 inches. So that's 3 feet per crank. And so if you get down and get a bite, it might be nice, you know, to just kind of count the number of cranks so that you can say, okay, 33 cranks is 100 feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 66 cranks is 200 feet.
Okay, that's
then you have to figure in a little bit of scope. So you've got to figure out what your angle is on that.
Your drift is and stuff.
The other method is, you know, you can drop down to a zone and I'll take and crisscross my line 3 or 4 or 5 times real violently when I get to a certain depth. And so then when I drop down the next time and I see that when it uncrisscrosses real fast, I know I'm at the same depth I was before.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can try to, you know, it's not a perfect system, but you can try to get in the zone or just learn your gear. I'm fishing a Talica 20.
Yeah.
You know, it's about, you know, 3/4 of an inch or, you know, an inch of spool showing when I get down into the zone. And see if you're getting bit, then just try to mimic that every time.
What if you have a magic marker in your pocket, and when you get bit, you mark that section of your line?
Yeah, I mean,
will it wash out?
The problem is when you get bit is
right.
You know that you don't have time to do all of that.
No.
Yeah, you know. Oh, hang on.
And the other problem
on,
too, I think, would probably it might wash into the other sections of the. So you, it's not an accurate method, right?
Right.
Yeah, I've heard of guys doing that, but it's not really that accurate.
You know, and you've got to listen to the captain. If one school's at 200 feet and the next school's at 300 feet, you know, you've got to kind of learn your gear and try and get it into that zone. And you want to fall through the depth. You don't want to go to where you think it's exactly the depth. You want to go through it, wind it up, let it down.
Yeah.
So that you're kind of working a range of depths. If it's 250 feet, you know, try to fish from 200 to 300 feet.
Okay. Very good. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Just a little taste of tackle talk there here on Let's Talk.
Boy, you're not kidding. Yeah, we are here with the man today, and you can tell because the phone lines are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Doug and ask their questions. And if you want to join in the fun and ask us a question this morning, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at Let's Talk Hookup at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Or text the show. A very fun option if you want to text your question through. They're already piling through already this morning. Going to be some great text. That's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download on your phone. And just text the show. Let us know where you're coming from, and we'll read your fun text on the air today. In addition to the text and the great phone calls, we are also giving a great prize away to one lucky caller. And that's a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This is, pardon me, this is the local kind. A great pair. It's a local kinds are a very comfortable fitting pair of glasses, kind of a wraparound style that's not too aggressive, just a really comfy, good pair of shades. This one is the soft black and sea blue and gray frame. The lens is that killer blue Hawaii lens material, and of course, that super thin Maui Jim glass. And we sure appreciate our buds at Maui Jim for letting us give away such an awesome pair of glasses today. Again, if you want to get through on that, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, we're taking your texts, and we're talking tackle. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular owned party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fast Lane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream of. The Fast Lane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family owned and operated and always have been. And we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fast Lane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream up. The Fastlane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family-owned and operated and always have been, and we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop at Dana Landing Marina right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
Cook up here, having a great time this morning, talking fishing. If you want to join us, phones are packed up, but we got a lot of time to get you through. That's 213-432-1090, or as always, shoot us a text on that Let's Talk Hook Up app.
Yes, absolutely. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Rick.
All right, Don from Woodland Hills is getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up this morning. What's up, Don?
Hey, guys, good morning. Your flatfall conversation kind of took my question away, so I came up with a quick additional. You know, for changing out hooks, I've always been one that has used split rings, and I know some guys that have the tools do the, you know, they weld their own rings on or braid them on. So my question for you, Doug, is what about the hooks that are already partially opened? You put them on your lure, and then you squeeze them closed. I can't remember what you call them. How strong are those hooks?
Well, those are Siwash hooks. Owner makes a good one, and Mustad makes the one that we've used for, you know, like 45 years. And basically, those are good for lighter duty things. Like, you know, we use them a lot on Wahoo casting jigs because you can just easily snip off a treble hook and clamp on a single hook. But really, you're fishing 40 or 50 pound line on a, you know, 40 pound fish that doesn't pull that hard. So you know, it's not the best hook for, you know, bigger tuna and that kind of thing. The best way to replace hooks on a jig that requires good action, like a surface iron, would definitely be to replace it with the similar sized ring that you braise, you know, kind of weld it back on. And, you know, that'll, because the split rings often don't fit in that smaller hole, and it also, you know, just creates extra bulk there at the back of the jig. For these flat falls, really the action, you know, they're so overwhelmingly heavy and the action doesn't really become as affected. We use, like I was talking earlier, that number 9 split ring by Owner. It's very strong. You can fish, you know, 130-pound line and button it down to 35 pounds of drag and rail it and pull as hard as you want, and you won't straighten those out. So, you know, each situation has its own best scenario, and, you know, to try and go through every one, we'd never be able to get to it on the show. But we do have a person that does a great job of welding the rings in those situations. And then, you know, we also do the split ringing in the shop on a daily, regular basis.
If you're in a emergency, whatever, situation on the boat and the hook breaks or the point gets ripped off or, you know, in taking the hook out, they've snipped a piece off, a lot of times you're better off, this is not the permanent fix, this is like on the boat, you're often better off putting a split ring to the hook and then attaching that split ring to the main ring of the jig. Like trying to bend a split ring open enough to get it on the back of a 6X Junior and the back of a Taddy 45, you have to open it at such a distance that they never really close back up again. And just to get you through, like having a pack of, you know, number 7s or number 8 split rings in your bag and a pair of split ring pliers just for an emergency situation is sure not a bad call. Like you can MacGyver something back to get you through the rest of the day, and then when you're done up the trip, then drop it off and we'll have, you know, we'll drop it back off at the end of the day. We'll have it braised up, and by the time your next trip comes back, it'll be fixed appropriately.
There you go, Don.
And I have one more comment. This is pretty obscure, but for a treble hook on a surface iron, you can also take a cutting tool. We use one called Swedget. It's a red-handled cutting tool, and you can cut in the corner of the eye of the treble hook, gently bend it open at a 90-degree angle, put it on the ring, and bend it back. So if you straighten out a hook on a big yellowtail or something like that, you can replace them that way and not lose the integrity of your surface iron.
People are always so fearful of that because you're like cutting the hook and bending it open. But the reality is, you know, 40-pound test via a 10-foot rod, like you can't produce the pressure it takes to reopen that hook back up again. When that thing is closed, like it's a personal feeling. You're like, ah, that hook's cut. But the reality is, like that's not going to be what fails. Something else is going to fail before that hook opening itself back up.
So you just cut it right at the kind of at the bottom there at the weld almost?
Yep. I have tons of jigs in my garage that I've replaced hooks on that way, and they work just fine.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good hint. Hey, Don, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. We had a good text here. It was from Mark in La Quinta, was asking about, he just purchased a Tranx 200, and he's looking for a rod to match. He's going to be used in rod for bay fishing, a little kelp-fed calico fishing. And Doug?
I love the Terramars for that, or equivalent. It'll be a cork handle. You can go 7 foot, 7.5, 8 foot, depending on, you know, the size of your boat and your storage areas. But that, the 7.5 foot Terramar, probably in like a medium heavy or even a medium.
Okay.
Depends on, you know, what pound test you're putting on there. Some people might on that reel put, you know, 8 pound mono, and other people might put, you know, 40 pound Spectra on there. So there's the whole gamut, but That Terramar 76 medium or medium heavy, the inshore one with the cork handle, not the shrink tube, like more of an offshore rod.
Okay.
There's two series of Terramars.
Yeah.
And so it's the one that in the model number has the X.
The X, yes. Which is the inshore.
Inshore, or
and
they're all called
the
inshore, cork handle. And their cork handles are plenty long enough to do a legitimate saltwater bomber cast. I mean, it's not like a little freshwater rod. It's perfect for that.
Those things are nice, too, because you get really nice components. The rods bend and fish right, but they're not too terribly expensive either. Like they're the perfect rod for that reel.
Yep.
A couple hundred bucks, really good warranties, really good guides. The handles are nice. Those are really nice.
Yep, you're gonna love that one.
All right, very good. All right, let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
John from Los Alamitos is hanging on there with us. Good morning, John. What's going on?
Good morning, guys. My question was to Doug. If I was down at the tackle show in November, and I was looking for a Talica 50, and you said that they were coming in February, so I bought a 20. So are those 50s going to be here in February?
I certainly hope so. I've been keeping in close contact with Shimano, and they've expressed that some of the stuff that we have on order will be coming in February, like a pretty high percentage. But the Talica 50 is one of those reels that's been probably the toughest to get because their forecasting over the last 10 years has shown that they need X, and then this last year and a half, 2 years, we sold X times, 12. And so there's no way to keep up. And this is, I wish I had a definitive answer for you. If you want, our order comes in about the 10th or 12th of February. If you want to keep in touch with us, you can call us two or three times during the week until we get one. You would have to come down and buy it that day. We won't put anything on hold for anybody longer than that day. It's just not fair to tie up.
But you could kind of pre-order, and then if they call you, say, get down here and buy it kind of thing? No.
No, because I hate to say it, we're getting so many phone calls for every hard-to-get item that there's no way we could keep a list, and we wouldn't have
problem.
Time to call everybody.
So basically, how would you know that? Just call every day?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
The problem, it really is, it's just that there's such a lack of some popular inventory that Pete's looking for a particular CalStar, and Doug's looking for a TAC 50, and I'm looking for, whatever the next item is, and there's not an appropriate way to keep track of that much. I mean, everybody's looking for something. This has been that year,
And we don't ever mind taking
phone calls, but we're
getting multiple calls every day. Do you have a CalStar 90J? Do you have a Talica 50? Do you have this certain electric reel, whatever it might be? Do you have, flat fall 350s? So to try and keep a list, all we're going to do is disappoint people,
right?
By making promises that we know we can't keep.
Yeah, yeah, because you don't know yourself when it's coming.
No, and
the manufacturers don't really tell you; they just ship it.
We do have a lot of stuff coming in the next couple of weeks from Shimano. And I'm fingers crossed, toes crossed, eyes crossed that we get a bunch of Talica 50s.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. I can assure you there's a whole lot of them that we have on order from Shimano. So if we get a fraction of what we have ordered, we're going to be in great, great shape.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Let's jump right back in and talk to Denny. He's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. What's up, Denny? Welcome to the show.
Hey, morning. I was wondering if you guys are seeing a growing interest in slow pitch jigging and if you sell any slow pitch jigs at the shop.
We've definitely seen some guys doing it. Some of the yellowtail fishing, down at Colonnette, there's been a few fish caught that way. I wouldn't say that it's taken the world by storm yet. These bluefin that we're catching, they pull pretty darn hard, and you don't know if you're going to hook an 80-pounder or a 300-pounder. And the tackle that was designed for those is not ideal for catching those big fish. It certainly is another effective way to entice a bite. And if that turns into a situation where you can draw a bite with that technique only under certain circumstances and nothing else will work, then we're going to have to adopt that. But I haven't seen that as, a mainstream type trend yet.
All right.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. A nice text here from Jeff at Lake Elsinore said, "Can you pick out a start out rig sinker rig setup for mixed grade bluefin tuna?" Excellent question. He's talking to 60 to 150 pounders. Sinker rig is kind of like one of those things that people are getting them with that.
And yeah.
So what do you use for a sinker rig?
Well, again, you're going to want a 2-speed reel. That goes without saying, and it could be anywhere from a Talica 12, 16, or 20 would be the range of reels that you would use for that. A sinker rig is not like a finesse bait rig on the surface, so you can go a little heavier outfit. And so, I would probably just go straight to the Talica 20 and a pretty heavy rod, like a light rail rod kind of deal. Maybe put 100-pound fluorocarbon on there. You can go, in that case, a heavier leader. Because again, you're down in the depths and you don't have to finesse anything. And you're going to use a 4 to 8 ounce sinker, rubber banded on your line. That's what he's talking about, a sinker rig. And whatever appropriate sized circle hook is good on the surface for bait, you can go up a couple sizes. So they will bite, a little less stealthy rig. And so, a Talica 20, maybe a partial or full rail rod, 770 heavy or extra heavy, something like that. It depends also on what else you might use that rig for. A lot of people will buy, they have four outfits, and they want this one to do these three things and this one to do those three things. And so it's not that common that you have a dedicated sinker rig only. So it's probably going to be your flat fall rig, so probably like an extra heavy. Some people would even go to a double extra heavy, in that scenario. You potentially could be hooking a 200-pound tuna.
He mentioned that it was a starter rig, so potentially if budget is there, would you feel just as comfortable doing Speedmaster? Or being that he was talking about fish of that size, is it really warrant spending the extra cost and going the Talica route?
Yeah, and there are lesser expensive rail rods, so I use that as a benchmark, but... we still have quite a few of the Therese rail rods that are, $399. That's going to be about the lowest price you're going to get a rod for.
And that's a great rod.
It is. It's an absolutely 100% good rail rod. And there's some other brands that, you could save a little bit of money on. And yes, I think the Speedmaster would be absolutely fine. You could delve over into the Pen Fathom area, like a 40 Pen Fathom. A lot of guys use that with high success ratio. So
lots of different options.
There are different options.
I think we've said it a bunch of times. There is no reel better than a Talica.
Yeah.
Talica is it. With that said, there are some other options, in the even as low as the, $300 to mid $300 range, that'll for sure produce and work just fine for you. But if the budget's there, there is nothing like a Talica.
I'm going to suggest that, this, yes, it's a starter rig, but this is a rig you're going to have for the next 10 years. and it would be worth saving the money and doing without it for a little longer to get what you really, really want.
Good suggestion.
If this was your 25-pound bait rig, yes, you can go with a very lesser expensive rod that'll do just as well. But for your heavy, heavy rig for a giant bluefin, make sure you get quality gear the first time so you don't have to go around and do it again, you know, a year or two later.
Very good.
That's good dope.
Yeah.
That's good dope.
Well, fresh back from Lake El Salto, it's the cast man, Richard Casaneda, a day late because he was fishing yesterday, right,
pulling
cast
on a
man?
10-pounder.
Yeah, good morning, and I'm glad you're classing up the show and having my man Doug on the show.
Hey, how you doing? Good to hear from you.
Hey, doing great. Gosh, Pete,
I know. I really
you know, I hate
it.
To say that.
Oh, let's hear it.
Uh-oh.
It was the best fishing I've ever had on that lake, and it was just about everybody else made the same comments. First of all, going through CBX and flying on Valaris was as smooth as could be. The vans were there, picked us up at the airport, took us to the lodge, and we got there on Tuesday, and anyway, we fished Wednesday, full days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and half day yesterday. Gary Vauder took his grandson Travis on the trip, and they counted the fish the first day. They had over 200.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing about the fish there was not only was there quantity, but there was quality. I think the biggest we had was a little over 10. We had, I think, about 5 or 6 in the 9s.
Oh, my gosh.
Quite a few in the 8s. My best was 7, but, you know, we had a lot of 4 to 7-pound fish. It was out of sight. They were hitting the Senkos. In the morning, early in the morning, early in the evening, the poppers were just slaying them. Like I said, it was just an incredible trip. I'm in awe. I've never had such great bass fishing. You know, and I haven't been bass fishing that long or that dedicated to it, but... let me tell you, Pete, you missed the one hell of a trip.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I know.
Things I'll do to keep peace at home, you know?
So, Cass, what was the ticket? I mean, obviously, it sounds like fishing that good. You could probably catch them in a variety of ways, but what was the hot ticket for getting those big ones?
Well, like I said, the big ones were the Senkos. They were, you know, like I said, the 6-inch green watermelon, or the watermelon with the red flake, was probably that. But they were hitting, you know, the pumpkin colored but Senkos, I think, were taking most of the big fish there.
What about, Cassman, what about Corey's MC weedless? I mean, that last year you slayed him on that.
MC, you know, the MC swim baits always catch fish.
Yeah.
Always. But for some reason, they wanted they wanted the Senkos, and it was fabulous. And then we ended up with our last night dinner, which was on Friday night, with almost a kilo T-bone steak, which was little under 2 pounds.
Holy mackerel. I mean, was that for the whole group or just each person?
No. For the whole group, I mean, it looked like a 2-pound chuck roast, man, I'll tell you.
Wow. Sounds great.
What a trip, Cass.
It was a fabulous trip. Weather was perfect. You know, and with the situation that is now, there wasn't many boats on the lake. I think we had our 6 boats, and then I think a couple of the lodges. There was 2 from the other lodge there next door, and that was about it. We had the lake to ourselves, and all the nets, tilapia nets, were out. I mean, it was perfect, Pete. And, you know,
thanks,
you missed a great.
Yeah, I know I did. I was thinking about it all week long. Believe me. Well, glad you guys had fun, and of course we have another Cast Tours Let's Talk Hookup trip next January, right?
Yeah, January 26th to 30th again, same dates. And like I said, a couple of the guys were talking about going in March, so I may put one together for March. So.
Okay. That sounds good. All right, Cass, man. Well, if somebody wants to go fishing with you, Cass Tours, how do we get a hold of you?
Give us a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at casttours.com. And I'll talk to you guys next Saturday, and I'll have a good Baja, and hopefully I'll have another report from Mazatlan or Puerto Vallarta or Siwan Tenelo, but we'll see.
Sounds good, Cass.
Thanks,
appreciate the report.
That's good fishing, buddy.
Yeah,
that's good. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Great gear from Shimano, and of course, we talked about Talica, we talked about Speedmaster, and we talked about Terramar rods. What a great combo, right, Doug?
All of that is the staple state-of-the-art of what we're doing the last several years for most game fish over, say, 40 pounds. When you need to push the button and go, you know, that's what you want to do. And then, you know, for the lighter stuff, I mean, we talked about that Tranks 200.
Right.
That whole Tranks series has pretty much revolutionized the entire local sport fishing. I mean, the 500.
Changed everything.
Yeah, surface iron, popper fishing, the 400s now. I mean, I use a little bass reel to slow troll 30 pound for yellowtail at the Coronado Islands.
Yeah.
And it just is it's the most fun reel to fish with that 400 Trank. So
The power and the capacity to hold enough line.
It does, and it's just so easy to fish with. The castability, and then, you know, calico fishing, you go down like to the 300 size and the bay fishing. So, you know, they just have a lineup for every situation for Southern California, long range, Baja.
No question. Shimano rods and reels at your local Shimano dealer.
Reliability. Yamaha is known for it. And it's something boaters value, because these days, few things are built to last. When we find something that is, we hold on to friendships, traditions, outboards. Because every second on the water is sacred. If you count on having this time, you need an outboard you can count on to power it. That's why boaters choose Yamaha for the long run, for life. Because reliability starts here.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones have been packed. Texts have been packed. We're having a great show talking all kinds of great fishing. And speaking of talking fishing, we're going to find out what's biting out there because it's time for a catch report. Today, the catch report is sponsored by our great buddies, the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish. You can buy their smoked and jerkied fish. They have their spices, rubs, all the smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And let's start off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line this morning. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing this morning?
Great.
Good morning.
Good, man. Well, Certainly we had an abbreviated week with the weather that kind of, you know, put everything on hold for a few days for us up here. But our three-quarter day, you know, back at it, still targeting that sculpin. You know, it's not a matter of that fish really going anywhere. It's a matter of us being able to get to where the fish are, more or less. So as long as, you know, we have some good weather, we shouldn't have any issue getting down to where we need to get to catch those things. Same song and dance for sure this week. A rubber lure on the very bottom, catching plenty of fish. I know the three-quarter day boat yesterday did just fine down there in that deep water zone, loaded up on their sculpin, and then had a little bit of free time to glide into the beach to see if there was anything going on in there. Along the coast here, I'll tell you, you know, that's always the first area. It's always what takes the longest to kind of sort itself out, is that, like, you know, 5 to 12 fathom zone right along the coast after any type of good storm. So that's kind of what we're at on the inside, kind of a reset period. We did have a half-day boat out that caught a little bit of bass, a few sheephead, some stuff like that that needed to get released. But as you can imagine, it's going to take a few more days for that stuff to settle out. Fortunately, it looks like we're going to have a good week of weather. That stuff will get straightened out. I also like to put it out there that the Fury, he has his overnight schedule online. He's scheduled to run overnight starting March 1st. I'm sure he'll be over at Clemente tapping into that rockfish, maybe checking out some of those new deeper water zones that will be available over there. He has 18 dates open for overnight trips in the month of March. So I'd suggest if you have any inkling to jump on a boat to catch some of that rockfish, I'm sure there's a date that will fit your schedule. So he's got all that up online on our booking deal right there on DannyWorth.com. So any of our trips, half day, three quarter day, you guys want to jump on that, give the landing a phone call. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out at DannyWorth.com or check us out on our social media there, either on Facebook or Instagram. Kind of keep tabs on what's going on up here. So that's kind of what we have for a week.
And we're looking forward to having you in the studio next Sunday, 1 week from today, right?
Yeah, looking forward to that. Be down there with you guys for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Are you going to be solo?
Not sure yet. I'm trying to see if we'll be able to get Marcus to change a couple things in the schedule to pull it off. But I think have both of us down there. So looking forward to it, no doubt.
Great. Look forward to it, Willie. Going to be fun. A great time and a great report, as always. Glad to hear you guys are on them, and hopefully you have another decent week of weather here, and you guys keep on them sculpins, man. Great job, Willie. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. We'll see you then.
All right. Appreciate that. With the tackle guru in here, it's time to talk to the surf guru. Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going today?
We're doing great. How's things in the surf?
Yeah, you know, it's a little challenging for the surf guys.
I believe that. There's been some serious surf here the last couple of days.
It's a little hard to polish the turd this week, as we would say. You know, but what I will say is that, you know, the rain, wind, swell, all this kind of stuff, not much. A little fishable yesterday. And what I always say is the less urban beaches, you know, like above Malibu, Oxnard and stuff, they tend to clean up the quickest. And you know, a couple guys out of Wiley's there had some good conditions and made a catch yesterday. I only had two reports of catches this week, and they're both from this stretch. They were fishing off Pescador there with squid, scored a mix of calcobass, sand bass, a cabazon, a grass rockfish, and a yellowfin croaker. You know, not big catch, but a nice little spread there. Surprisingly, the calico bass was 21 inches. That's a darn nice fish. And the other catch was made off of Coastline Drive there, where one of the shop regulars took a 32-inch white sea bass, which was kind of cool.
Wow.
What they said was the water, you know, it was a little rough, but a little cleaner green, and I guess that's what you're starting to look for on the backside of the storm. The water starts cleaning up. Those fish will get in there. They haven't been eaten for a little while. They were fishing a half piece of squid. The other gentleman fishing in those rocks were using a 2-ounce inline torpedo, 30-pound braid, and a 15-pound fluorocarbon leader. So kind of a light setup, light enough to fish in the rocks. So, but with that 30-pound braid, you know, you have a little strength in the rocks there. So kind of neat to see those guys working with it. And, you know, as far as the rest of us down where the water's a little rough, you know, it's a good time to go through that gear. I always say that, you know, but when you get a set of storms like this, you know, pull that stuff, take the reel off and look at your rod, check your guides, you know, that kind of thing, clean the reel seat, and then go through the reel, do the same thing, check the drags on those spinning reels. Pretty simple to pull them out and clean them up and just kind of, and then look for any serious problems, and then you take them to your local tackle shop and get professional maintenance done. And it's a good time of year to do that. You don't want to do that when the fish start biting. So that's my advice for the week, and that's about all I got, guys.
That's good info, Gundy. Certainly the right time during a little bit of a down period, time to get ready, because I have a feeling if this season's anything like the last ones, which, man, everything sure is shaping up the right way, I think we're in for another barn burner.
I think so. I like the way it's lining up, that's for sure. So, yeah, I look forward to it.
Right
good
on,
show,
Gundy.
Guys. We'll always enjoy it.
Thanks, Gundy.
Appreciate a great report, man.
Have a
That's
nice
going to wrap up our catch report. Appreciate that very much, and we will look forward to talking to you next Sunday. Thanks, Gundy. Okay, that wraps up the 2021 Bill Varnay CCA calendars are now available at all tackle shops and Turner's Outdoorsmen. You can purchase online at surffishtackle.com and get yours today.
All right, Wayne from CCA sent a text, and before I read his text, I want to mention that CCA California is putting on an event at Dana Landing in February, mid to late February there. I'll get you the date. But they're going to have a bass fishing seminar featuring Captain Benny Florentino and other notables. You know, normally they have the Bay Bass seminar thing. It's
great,
not going to happen, but CCA is going to sponsor this this morning event over there, and more details to follow. So mark your calendar for, I believe it's the third Sunday in February.
Oh,
so
nice.
Watch
cool.
That.
Yeah, good
but
news.
Wayne, Wayne's question is, the Shimano Terramar West Coast, what is the difference between the Shimano Terramar West Coast, Northeast, and South series of rods?
Well, our rods over here tend to be a little faster taper. I'm not at all familiar with the East Coast ones, although we used to carry the previous generation East Coast because they had some rods that weren't available in the West Coast series. But more than likely, the East Coast series are just going to be a slower taper. That's what they use back
then. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Slower taper means they're not as stiff in the tip.
Yeah, they don't, you know, for most people, now I know this goes against everything Corey says, but, you know, for the calico fishing, let's say, people want a little faster taper so you can, you know.
So explain faster taper.
It bends in the upper part of the rod, and then it shuts off in the middle to middle upper part of the rod. So 25 to 33% of the rod bends at the tip, and then the rest of it is backbone. And most of our fisheries, we like to have backbone. Yellowtail trying to get to a rock.
Yeah.
Obviously, a bluefin, you know, you're trying to lift that thing out of the depths.
Mm-hmm.
And back east, they use a slower taper, which puts less pressure on the fish, but it's more finesse fishing so that you don't snap fish off.
So it bends more equally.
Yeah, it'll be more of a parabolic curve where it might bend almost down into your foregrip, mm-hmm. which we don't like here because you can't put pressure on a fish.
Yeah.
The faster the taper, the faster the rod stops bending. The mm-hmm. slower the taper, it takes longer, that bends farther down into the rod.
And the faster you catch your fish.
Yeah. Yeah, and for us, with these big fish, you need that fast taper, right?
But even a calico bass, you hook a 5-pound calico in the weeds, he's going to dart back and bury you.
Yeah.
And so if your rod is bending slow, it gives him a better chance to turn his head before you get some pressure on the fish, where with the faster taper, you know, he bends the tip of the rod a little bit, and then you've got backbone, you can horse him out of the kelp.
It's interesting to get an explanation of why they want, it doesn't make any sense, logically, if you're fishing for big fish, why they would want a faster taper or a slower taper.
Well, I know in the Northwest, when they're fishing salmon, they have a soft mouth.
Well, of course, yeah, for salmon, yeah.
So I don't know what the dynamic is back east, why they go a little slower. It might have to do with some of those baits they cast. Maybe it is a more effective thing at casting a bait that's shaped like a potato chip. I don't know.
It's a Dave Pfeiffer question.
Yeah,
when we get Dave to come on, we'll have to hit him on that.
I think the truth of the matter is, for real, they just fish funny back there.
Yeah, they just fish funny.
They haven't even learned how to cast a conventional reel yet.
They haven't evolved yet.
Yeah, they haven't evolved.
They'll get there.
Yeah. Cut them some slack. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.